ABC Listen.
Hello there, my name's Emily and you're listening to News Time.
Hi, Emily.
Hello, Emily.
And a special hello to our listener legend. Oops, I mean listener legends.
Hello, my name is Millie.
And my name is Daisy.
And we live in Moogooga,
on the land of the Goombaygear people.
And we really like News Time!
Thanks, Maisie and Millie. If you love News Time as much as those two, make sure you tap on the follow or subscribe button wherever you listen so you never miss an episode. Remember on Wednesday when we talked about Speedy Tori Lewis? Well, since then, she's broken the 100-metre Australian women's record again and brought home a Commonwealth Games bronze medal. And on the same day, sprinter Lockie Kennedy won a silver medal in the men's 100-metre race. That was the first time an Aussie male athlete has won any sort of Commonwealth Games medal in that race. Amazing stuff. Speaking of speed, let's zoom on into today's countdown.
This is News Time.
Beyond the edges of our solar system, there are thousands of exoplanets scattered in outer space.
It's like the planet Sifu.
An exoplanet is going to be a planet that has exoskeletons, and the exoskeletons is going to be wearing exo armor.
Look, you're on the right track. Exo means outside. So an exoskeleton is a skeleton on the outside of a body, like what many insects have. And an exoplanet is a planet outside our solar system. Scientists have studied heaps of them, and we've talked about some on News Time before. Planets made of fiery gas, planets that rain diamonds, planets with atmospheres that look like fairy floss. You get the picture.
How do you know there isn't another planet just like Earth?
Well, there might be. Scientists have spotted an exoplanet 49 light years away that has an atmosphere similar to Earth's and probably has liquid water on its surface. Having liquid water and an atmosphere are two crucial things that make life on Earth possible. So it's making people wonder, might there be alien life on that distant planet too?
Will it have aliens on it? Because like we're technically aliens. Like, to them, we're aliens because aliens is someone like you don't know. So maybe we can come and go and like visit them, and maybe we can set up like a base.
Well, I'd certainly be up for an intergalactic playdate.
So they could just be humans from the future.
Imagine that.
Because haven't they been like looking for that for ages? But then how do they like find that out? Because wouldn't they have to wait like for 49 years for some kind of robot to go there and then see it? Wouldn't that take ages?
Well, because it's so far away, scientists haven't been able to visit this distant exoplanet. Instead, they're relying on readings from powerful telescopes that scan deep space. They named this planet LHS-1140b. Very catchy.
The opposite of Earth. If it has water and an atmosphere, then it's surf, the opposite of Earth.
Maybe like Earth 2.0.
Now those are some good names. Although this exoplanet isn't likely to be visited anytime soon. It's way too distant for that. Instead, it's another piece in the puzzle to understanding our universe.
Next story, please.
There's a tiny, red-fin, blue-eyed fish that lives in just a few little lakes in Western Queensland and nowhere else in the world. Because they're so rare, conservationists are always keeping a close eye on them and looking out for threats.
Since they're already in endangered species and they only live in one thing, make people not allowed to fish anything that connects to there.
Get FBI to protect them.
Can make the area a non-fishing, nobody can swim in it and nobody can like touch them, so they're protected.
Yeah, there are heaps of restrictions in the area that the redfin blue-eyed fish lives. But earlier this year, there was flooding in the area. The water rose so high that the fish from other lakes nearby were able to swim to the place where the endangered fish live. These visiting fish are an invasive species of mosquito fish, and they're predators. It was looking pretty risky for the redfin blue-eyed fish.
Someone could come in and you could have a group of workers to like to separate the fish.
You could evacuate the prey, I think
is. So, and then just wait until there's enough time to get the predatory fish, and then you can put them back to their home.
The mosquito fish did some serious damage to populations across a few of the little springs, but thankfully there's one area that they didn't get to. So the little redfin blue-eyed fish survived the predator invasion.
If the fish are, like, endangered, they'd want to keep them alive to, like, help them stay alive and for them to just stay an animal.
Now, conservationists are planning ways to prevent this from happening again, perhaps by building even taller fences to stop another flood overflowing. Good luck and thanks for your hard work.
Wow of the week.
This story made me go wow because we're introducing a new fruit into the world, which is going to be really, really tasty.
3 years ago, passion fruit growers in southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales were getting worried. Their favourite purple passion fruit varieties were having a hard time growing. The trees were being affected by pests and the fruit was getting smaller. Thankfully, scientists at the University of Queensland stepped in and decided to help develop a new variety of purple-skinned passion fruit that would be bigger, stronger, and, importantly, delicious.
I know how you can make them. Get purple food dye. Just poke at it. Like, just put some of the juice into the passion fruits and then the skin will turn purple.
It's not quite that simple. To make a new variety of fruit, you need to cross-pollinate two different types. You know how there are different kinds of apples? Red ones, pink ones, green ones, yellow ones, you know. There are dozens of different passion fruits too. The researchers at the uni had to mix and match different varieties, and then they were tested for how good they looked, how they smelled, how sweet they were, and whether or not they had a good aftertaste.
They have to taste test it because, like, they get loads of people with, like, different flavour choices, and then they, like, give them loads of types so they can choose which ones they want.
Sounds yummy. I would definitely like to eat it.
The new passion fruit won't be on the shelves just yet. There's still work to be done to decide on the best of the best and then grow enough to satisfy the appetites of Aussies all over the country. But while we wait, is there anything else you'd like researchers to whip up for you?
Like, not a lolly, but like a fruit that tastes like a lolly so you can, like, trick your kids or, like, your friends.
Mango and passion fruit.
I, for one, am very passionate about my fruit. That sounds great. Alrighty, I hope you've been listening very carefully because it's time for today's quiz. Question one, what two special things does this exoplanet have? Liquid water and an atmosphere. Question two, in how many different lakes can you find the redfin blue-eyed fish? Just one. Question three, what colour is the skin of the newly developed passion fruit? Purple. And your news noodler, a question to chat about with the people around you. Do you think there might be living things on the distant exoplanet? And why? And that's us done. Thanks for your help today, team.
Bye, Emily.
Thanks, Emily.
You're welcome. I'll catch you Monday with another fresh batch of stories. Bye. Newstime is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, head to the Kids tab on the ABC Listen app. It's free from your app store.
Guess what, quest heads?
That's what we call you now. The listeners of the Story Salad Quest Mode podcast.
New episodes are coming every week.
Each week, we take the start of your strange, mysterious, and totally unhinged stories,
which you've submitted via the Kids Listen website.
And we finish it off by making up the entirely improvised ending.
Find Story Salad Quest Mode episodes on the Kids tab of the free ABC Listen app.